Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, you're unashamed to call us your own. Help us to be unashamed to call you our own, Jesus. Help us to have more of your holy boldness when we're out in this world. God, so many times I know you speak to us. You want us to move and let you move through us. God, we need a holy boldness to come upon us. We can't do this in ourselves, Jesus. We're nothing without you. We need your Spirit to rest on us. We need more of your grace, more of your presence moving in our lives, Lord. We're so desperate for you. We can't do this without you, Jesus. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord. We need you. We need you. God, help us to have more of a boldness for you, to speak forth your word unashamed, to know what we're saying is truth, Lord, and be so proud of who we are in you. Help us to share what you want to share, Jesus, to do what you want to do, to go where you want us to go. Lord, we don't want to do anything in ourselves because we know it'll fall flat before us. But God, we want you. We want you to have your way. We sing about you living and moving and having your being in us. God, help us to set you free in us. Help us to set you free, Lord. We want you to move. We want you to reign. We want you to have what you want to have, Jesus. God, move through us in spite of us. Move through us in spite of what we think or what we feel, Lord. Help us to know that it's you. It's your Spirit. That we don't really have to do anything. That you'll do it all if we'll just let you move through our mouths, through our hands, and through our feet, Jesus. So take us where you want to take us. Help us to do and say and be all that you want us to be. Let a boldness come upon us, Jesus, that we will be unashamed of you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe. I'm going to invite you down in a minute, but let me say this. This reminds you that this is the shortest part of your existence. A million years from now, you'll be into eternity. You'll be living here on this planet. A lot less time than that. But this is the shortest time of your existence. This is the time you get the opportunity to give Him probably the most pleasure that He'll ever derive from you. You're still wearing one of these. It came from the first Adam. It has the earth engraved in it. It doesn't have to, but it can still get sick. It can still die of diseases. There's a madman called the devil. He's on the planet. You started out with a nature that wasn't like God's, and then someplace in your life you got born again. So He keeps trying to go back and remind us of what we once were, and we're still in the process of renewing our mind. So there's a lot of things that is going to be changed over in that other one. He's going to be locked up forever. We won't have to contend with Him. And then this body here will be no more. We'll get something that'll be in the image of Christ. So there won't be anything at all. The ecstasy of that can't even really be imagined right now. But right now, when so many things can fight the mind and the body, and so many things can go wrong around you, you get the sheer pleasure of doing the one thing it's going to offer up us into eternity and ultimately bring the revival. And that's to give Him pure, unadulterated worship right out of your heart. Candy was listening to something this week, and I remember some time ago ministering on it myself. As much as I love tongues, they will cease. I won't go around to the word it'll ever be. We'll talk certain parts of the word. We often say heaven, but this is where we'll be. This is it. A renewed earth. We'll remind ourselves of the word, but there'll be no confession, I say, Immokalee's in revival. There'll be no revivals to be had. He'll be the Lamb that'll be living forever with us. God will be among us. Hallelujah. There'll be no prophecy. All the limbs that we know pretty much will stop. One limb will live forever. It's the one that we're doing now, the worship limb. We'll be magnifying Him forever and forever. Hallelujah. Now this is the prerequisite. And as Candy was praying, he was talking to me. Anybody that ever had him come and visit them in an outpouring, the prerequisite was they were hungry. They were just hungry. They didn't know the right words to say. They didn't have it all together. They didn't have all the right prayers to pray. They just were hungry. They were just hungry. And they were wanting more of God. So, can we come and soak for a little bit? Will you find a place up here just to offer your body and your spirit? And let's just trust the Lord for some worship to come on. And if there's anything you can cultivate, it's that place of hunger and offering up your body at a dispensation that'll never be like this again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mockley's in revival. Praise you, Jesus. I exalt you. So you can get real comfortable up here, sit or stand, I don't care, but find a place to offer up your body and your soul. Hallelujah. Glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify you. Hallelujah, Father. I praise and magnify you. You just lift up. Magnify Him. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I praise and glorify you in all the earth. Thank you, Lord. Mockley is in revival. This place rages with the hunger of God and poured out upon us in fire, Father. Oh, Father, burn in this place a revival fire. Let the glory of Your passion burn among us, I pray. Let all of everything that You are in us and to us, through us, to be magnified to all nations, I pray. Your glory in all the earth. We praise You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify You. It's none like You, Jesus. Glorify You. It's none like You. Blessed be the Lamb. Ruler of heaven and earth. I thank You, Father. Jesus is coming to Immokalee. The blind will see and the lame will walk. I thank You for the great outpouring of Your glory. I thank You, Lord, that what we do now counts for all eternity. I praise and magnify You, Jesus. Praise and magnify You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Reseniato. Mendo klese fratio. Diakloma. Stivrenciete. Stand fast in the hope and in the calling. Continue to go forth. Know this, that the things that you do now in great patience, that is to pace yourself against the things that are those things that come to press those obstacles in the way. With great patience and endurance, you move forward. But know this, that those things that you've had hope in will surely come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So continue on with intercession and with giving of thanks. Often, know that the things that you do behind closed doors will reap a great harvest. And those things that seem small and insignificant on this earth, I'll use to confound the wise and bring forth what I've promised you in the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I glorify you. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Mando kalese. All right. Gay, come on up. I just want you to stand and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Don't be in a hurry. Just let the Spirit move you.
Bless you, Lord. You are so good to us, Lord, so faithful. And we want to be just like you, Lord. We want to declare the end from the beginning. We want to speak those things that you speak, Lord Jesus. Lord, let your love be manifest in us, Lord. Let your love be manifest in these people, Lord, in this church, Lord. In this building, let your resident anointing be here, Lord. Your resident presence, Lord. A habitation, Lord. That we would minister before you, Lord, both day and night, as the prophetess Anna, Lord. That we would be before you, Lord. Oh, we seek your presence in this place, Lord. Your habitation, Lord. We bow our hearts before you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you to know you, Lord. It is our heart's desire, Lord, to be continually in your presence, Lord. We see you, Lord Jesus. We do see you, Lord. Just like Miss Candy said, Lord, we see you peeking through the lattice, Lord. We see you coming over the hill, Lord, eager to be with us, just as we're eager to be with you, Lord. And we wait upon you, Lord. We're so in expectation of your touch, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We see you, Lord Jesus. We see you, Lord. And we're moved. My heart is so moved towards you, Lord. I feel your wooing. When I'm far from you and when I'm thinking of other things, I feel you wooing me, Lord Jesus. I feel the timelessness in it, Lord. There's so many times that I get a glimpse of eternity, Lord, ruling and reigning with you in the millennium, Lord, ministering to your people and to you, Lord, through the revival. I want to minister to you, Lord, the way you minister to me. I want to be known as a priest of the Lord. And I want men to call me a minister of my God. I want them to recognize the anointing, Lord. I want them to recognize that I do love you, Lord. And that I will spend my life with you, Lord. And I will spend my life on you, Lord. To waste my life. It is my desire, Lord Jesus. I bless you, Father. I thank you, Father. I bless you, Jesus. It is all because of you. It is all because of you, Jesus. All because of your obedience and your love, Lord. What great love you have for us. What great love you have for the Father. To be just like you, Lord. And it's all because of you, Lord, that But I am a son of the living God. And I bless you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I do not take for granted, Lord, the gifts that you have in this house, Lord. I am humbled by them, Lord. The people that come that have your giftings, Lord. I do not take it for granted. And I bless you for them, Lord. Bless these people in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing of the Lord Jesus upon these people. I release the blessing, the inheritance of the Lord Jesus upon these people. I release your anointing, Lord. Let it rest upon them, Lord. And as they walk about their day, Lord, let there be a presence, your presence, Lord. And Lord, we beg for the day. We yearn for the day that people come and rush to our feet and say, what must I do to be saved? We yearn for the day, Lord. And that's the day, Lord, we'll look in your face and we'll say, it's all because of you, Lord. It's for your glory, Lord Jesus. We bless you.
I exalt you. Praise you, Father. Barbara, would you come? Pray over us. Instant, in season, and out. You can give anything that he's saying to you. Absolutely, because he had something for you to give. I didn't know what it was. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you that you have anointed us to preach the gospel and to stand in this place. We thank you for your presence tonight. And we thank you that your word is so true. And you said that if we would give our life to you, that you would give your life to us. And your life is wisdom. And your life is truth. It's grace. It's understanding. It is everything that you are, that you have given us, Father. So we lay our life down. And we choose to deny ourselves and pick up the cross daily and follow you, Father. And this is the prophecy that was given to us. It was given to us as a whole, but yet it was given to me. And this prophecy is for us. And God has been wanting me to share this with you. It was imperative that the devil stop you before you accomplished another arising. It was necessary because he knew that if you would get past this, then nothing is going to stop. Absolutely nothing will stop what I am about to do in Florida. Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For even as my grace sustained you, it'll now lift you up into places that you have not never walked in. For indeed I'm going to read it just like he said. And Roberson said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then he prayed in tongues a little while and he said, for the authority that you mandate is a necessary thing that I need to bring about and bring to pass what I am doing. So therefore, be you strong and receive this grace.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep saying it, and I know that you know it and don't know it, and I don't know it either, but we still don't know who we are. And we still don't know the glory that's around us because we're fighting our daily fight. We're fighting our bodies. We're fighting the realm of the spirit, and we're fighting the natural, and we can't see the supernatural and how real it is except through the eye of the spirit. I've told you this several times, that when Dave was here one time, I had an inward vision. That's not an open vision. An open vision is you're just seeing it just like I can look back there and see Matt. But it was an inward vision, and the Lord stood up. I think He was on the throne. He stood up, and then He made a gesture like He's stepping. And then the Spirit said to me, or He said to me, "I'm coming to Immokalee." And all in that one moment, it meant to me, the whole revelation was, I'm going to come, pour out who I am fully on Immokalee. Now, that meant the world to me then, and it still does. We gather here like this, a few of us, and we worship and sing these songs and pouring out of our spirit. And then God comes on Sunday, and He comes in a different way because there's a different crowd. But He pours Himself out. And He'll do it service after service. But some of those places that we go to, they're just preludes to the up and coming great outpouring. And they're so close, and heaven is getting so close. And so often, because we're inundated and fighting, and as Paul said, we're seeing through a glass darkly, we know that it's real, we feel Him, but about the best that we have is an inward kind of inclination that's witnessing to us we're on the right track, and glory is coming, glory. He'll allow me now to share something without name, but with an impeccable reputation. And I just receive it wholeheartedly. But just like a few Sundays ago, when we were having some of our greatest movement, I don't know, can't think which one it was, a few back. And God was healing, and there was such a glory, and people were crying up here. And there was just one thing right after the other, and prophecies were being given by more than myself. And that aura of presence was here. Someone shared with me, they said, now they didn't say this, but I know what these things are, and I can term them according to Scripture. It was an open vision. They didn't see it like an inward, like they saw it like with eyes wide open, with absolute eyes wide open. That wall disappeared. It was gone because they could see right through it, but they were looking down a corridor in the Spirit. And it was lined with angel after angel after angel. Of course, they were attending to our service. But from way in the background, a processional started. And this person says they can't hardly ever see the face, but they can sure make out the outline and those kinds of things. But as one particular one made his procession through, they said the best that they could determine, it was like, it was even geographical in the sense it was spiritual, but they said that if you put like grounds or like in geographical, it would have been like he was out in the parking lot. And, of course, you couldn't see the parking lot because he's looking down a corridor of glory. But all the way out into the parking lot, row after row of angelic hosts standing there, attending. But one came through their center. And as he walked, every one of them gave homage and bowed their heads down. But this one that was coming, of course, was the one that we adore beyond all adoration. And he was stepping in, and he got just about to the edge of the outside of the stage. But I tell you that to say this. Spiritual things are happening around you and around us continually. And we're going to a place that we've never been. And the reality of that realm, really, is more real than this realm. There's more happening there on a continual basis than this realm. If our eyes were open tonight, besides for all the angels, we would see that He has come, the presence of God. There's a whole company of angels here listening to me say that they're here. But that attending grace and glory that the Holy Spirit wants to pour out, it is so absolute. It's absolute that even when we can't see the effects of what it's doing in our life, He wants you to know prophetically tonight, it is at work. And if you don't give up on it, and if you don't rescind where you're standing in it to keep going forward, it's going to get to the place where it grows in glory and glory, that everything that you are is a part and a piece in this whole makeup in the body of Christ. For this church and for the whole body, we're going to see this great cascade of glory come on this house and this city and anything else that we're supposed to partner with across this state and around the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those things are happening. They're happening all the time. I expect a lot more of you will see into things that like you've never seen before. I expect that. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, if you don't see, you know the reality of it's right there. Hallelujah. It really is. Hallelujah. One more, Marcia, come and pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father. My Lord. Lord, so help us. Help us get the revelation of who we are in You. Help us, Lord, to see who You are and how it is with You. That You can just flow through us. Oh God, that lives can be changed. And just as Gay said earlier, Lord, that the people would just fall down and say, "What must I do to be saved?" Lord, that Your love would so emanate from us, that we would so walk in Your love, God, that there wouldn't be an ounce, not an ounce, of offense in us, or that we would give any. But that Your love would be so great that everywhere we went, that they would sense You and cry out to You, and that people would be healed even as we walk down the street or even drive in our car, God. That Your presence would so flow out that their lives would be changed and they would never be the same and they would spend eternity with You. God. Get that revelation of how great You are. You are so great. And You are so love. Oh God. You want lives changed. Oh God, if we could just get our minds off ourselves and our minds and our hearts fixed on You, Lord. That we would so have that revelation, God. We need it. We want it. We desire it. We plead for it, God, because we want to see change in people's lives. Oh, we do want to see the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the dumb speaking, the lame walking, the maimed made whole, completely, Lord, in every area. Spiritually, financially, mentally, emotionally, in relationships, in every way, God. Oh God, restore to us.
Oh God, restore, 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 restore. God, restoration, restoration. Oh Lord, that we would forget about ourselves and just think upon You and live and move and have our being in You every moment of the day. Even though we have to work jobs or we have to do things, but that we would be so mindful of You and so in Your presence that people are changed. They're made whole because of You, Lord. And because we allow You to be so big in us, to flow out of us, God. Oh, my God. Oh, help us get that revelation, Lord. God, oh, Jesus, Jesus. It's got to be all of You and none of us. It's got to be You just flowing through our bodies. You flowing, God, that we would get our minds off ourselves. Lord Jesus, it's You. It's You. It's not what we can do. We can't do anything separated from You. We can do nothing, but yet in You we can do everything. We can do all things through You, Lord, because You strengthen us. We have Your mind. We have Your will. We have Your emotions. We have everything that is You in us. It's already in us. Oh, help us to let it flow out of us. Because You are in us, God. And let it just flow and flow and flow and flow. And that we would forget about our shortcomings. And just be who we are in You, God. Who we are in You, Lord. Father, I thank You for Your blessings upon each and every one of us, Lord. I thank You, Lord. There's such abundance in all of our lives. There's abundance in this house. That, Lord God, there's such abundance that we do pay the way for people to come and people to go. And we pay the way. We pay the way. There's no lack. No lack. No lack. No lack. No lack. But only abundance, 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 Lord. That there's so much. It's just overflowing. It's overflowing. We don't ever even have to take up offerings, Lord. Because it's just going to be brought and just laid at the feet. It's just going to be brought and laid at Your feet. Given unto You, Lord. That there's just abundance flowing in this house. And it's just flowing in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, God. We're just channels, 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 channels for You, Lord. Channels for You. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Would you just bow with me as I pray over you, pray over this offering. Abba. These are supernatural times. You measure out how many there are among us and how few in number. But You are. You are the God who supplies their need and our need according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So now, whatever has been prepared by God in the hearts, Father, bring it forth according to Your divine plan and purpose. And we'll be sure to give You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unusual night, but did you have a good time? Hallelujah. I am not in charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, if you have something, please feel free to bring it down. And we'll see many of you Friday night and a lot more of you on Sunday. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Amen.